Good morning. We're continuing with Hayodim Klal Samach Vov, and we're learning Simon Beis. What I want to do is finish off the Simon examples that Hayodim says, and then go back and clarify a few points about all the examples that he gave. So Hayodim continues and he says, when the child reaches the age that he's able to know how to do the Nanuim properly. So the two elements of the Nanuim properly, I want to point out. One is that there's a the direction that we go forward. We follow a clockwise direction, then we go up and down. The people who follow the Kabbalistic way of doing it have a different order. And then there's the actual nanu itself. There's actually halachas of how to do the nanu properly. The person moves forwards and back as he's moving forward. He's supposed to make a ma'aseh of kiskus, of shaking it to be able to make a sound. And in the return as well, Mishnah Berurah brings different sheets how to do that. I think many adults are not really 100% familiar how to do Nanuim properly. But when a child reaches the age where you could be mechanic the child to do Nanuim properly, you have a mitzvah to buy him a set of Dalad Minim. Before that time, you have no mitzvah of chinuch. You could buy him, when you do buy him a set of Dalad Minim, it has to be a kosher set. But you're not going to teach him how to do Nanuim properly by that point in time. There's no mile of buying a set beforehand, except maybe it's exciting for the child, and that itself is the element of chinuch. The mitzvahs are exciting. So what age is the child to sit in the sukkah? Where it says when he does not need to be at night time to be with his mother. Child, when they're very young, they need their mother in the middle of the night. The mother's not chayav in the mitzvah of sukkah, so the mother's not necessarily in the sukkah. The child will wake up in the middle of the night and need their mother, and the mother's not available. That's not healthy for the child. It's not good for the child. So chazal were not chayav chinuch in that situation because the child is not ready for the process of living away from their mother in this tikkuf of eating and sleeping away from their mother. So there's no chayav for the child to sit in the sukkah till they reach that age. How old is that? Hayyam says that that would be the age of 5 or 6, depending on how developed the child is. Some children are able to do that earlier. Some need more time. The child is able to eat bread, eat a slice of bread, in the proper time frame of Gedechilis Pras. So once the child has reached the age where they're able to do mitzvahs of achila, so there's a mitzvah of achila for the mitzvahs of achila. Chen mechol mitzvah umitzvah chayav l'chanchay v'alkol lefi das hakotav. And this, so this is the examples we gave, are examples, but there are many other mitzvahs out there, and we're going to take the rules and ideas which we've seen over here and apply them to the other mitzvahs as well. If a child understands the concept of Shabbos, so regards to the lois hasays of Shabbos, we will still see in the upcoming simanim. We're talking about the mitzvah say of Kiddush, mitzvah say of Havdalah. So the child, you should be mechanech him in Kiddush and Havdalah once he understands the concept of Shabbos. So how old is that? Again, the age is about 5 or 6. Before that age, is not really a key of the child to make Kiddush and make Havdalah. Regards to eating or drinking before Kiddush or before Havdalah, that's a separate halacha, and that actually does not apply to a child, and we will see more about that up ahead as well. So these are examples which the Chayyadim gave. So the Chayyadim gave an example of Liman HaTorah. Now, Liman HaTorah, we want to go back to, but that's really a mitzvah d'oraisa. The father has a chiyuv to teach his child. So that's not the same level concept of chinuch as all of the other ones listed over here. Liman HaTorah really is a chiyuv d'oraisa. There's a mitzvah to teach. There's a mitzvah to teach the child in a way the child will know it clearly and well. So it's not just a mitzvah to just to. He doesn't have to be able to say every Reb Chaim Brisker on the pasuk, but he has to. The idea is he should have the pasuk clearly, and the pasuk should be some element of limud, understanding why this pasuk is significant, the basic message of what the pasuk is saying. Before that age is not really a concept of limud. There is a machlokes amongst the poskim, a person learns Torah should be ksav without understanding does he fulfill the mitzvah. But that is a chiddush in general. The mitzvah, the amount of Torah is to learn something, not to memorize just words, but to learn some ideas, etc. Part of the process of learning is to get the information down, the words, and then we'll talk about what it means. And again, you do not have to explain it in a very deep fashion, but the Rashi gave us Torah, and it's something which belongs to Klal Yisrael. Torah Tzibul Anu Moshe, Marasha L'Kilas Yaakov. Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kin Hashem Echad. Hashem is the only source of everything which exists in the Bria. So we would give the Pasuk, and we would give the basic idea. Eventually the child was connected to. So a young child can say the words, and we want them obviously to start with saying these words because this will get used to it. But we want to move them towards understanding as well. So I think what the Chayyar means is that there's a mitzvah of chinuch is actually to get the words in even before the child can fully understand what he's saying, and that would be an element of chinuch. And he spoke about Liman HaTorah, he spoke about tzitzis, he spoke about tefillin, he spoke about lulav, he spoke about sukkah, he spoke about matzah, and Mr. Burr added Kiddush and Habdallah as well. So Mr. Shem, next year I just want to talk about some of the pratim. When we buy a child a pair of tzitzis, how large does that baggage have to be that we're buying for the child? What's the appropriate size baggage for the child? If we want to be mechayich and do the mitzvahs properly, and we say, for argument's sake, that for an adult he should be wearing a baggage which is 24 inches by 24 inches, so maybe we have to buy a baggage which is 24 inches for the child. That would be quite large, and wrap his whole body from head to toe in the thing. Is that what we're mechayev? What are we mechayev to do about that? And we'll talk about that, Mrs. Shem, in the next year. And we'll have a good day.